cliffcentral.com.
There are very few songs in this world that can make you feel like it's Friday. There really isn't. I mean, you hear that and it's like, Monday what? Tuesday what? Gotta give it up. Marvin Gaye. Like, he was just incredible. He was quite something.
Got to give it up indeed.
The only downside is I don't think I know the words to the song.
You don't have to.
And I don't think I know anyone who knows the words to the song. It's just always like you're singing to the beat.
Well, I tell you who did know the words to the song. It was Robin Thicke, because he then stole it.
Yes.
Robin Thicke jokes never get old for me.
I know, but I love how we only blame Robin Thicke for that steal, because Pharrell was the producer behind
they were
the
all
song.
In the mix, yeah.
Pharrell the vampire can do no wrong.
Where does that music line come from? Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. What does that even mean?
No, well, it's Charlie Puth.
Yeah, but like
taken from Marvin Gaye's song "Let's Get It On."
Yeah.
So Marvin Gaye had a song, right? "Let's Get It On."
Yeah. Let's get it on.
Oh, I knew that was gonna hurt my ears. I've been really trying.
You have no idea what I got on my Apple Music.
This guy. Who are you?
Okay, Michael. So this is Marvin Gaye's obviously original work. Again, this guy, he kills it all the time. Yeah. So this weekend, if you're looking to Marvin Gaye get it on, well, you've got our backing. You've got our blessing. Yeah.
I'd love to know, you know, artists such as Marvin Gaye and Usher in our day and age, do they listen to their own music when they're getting it on?
I think Usher definitely does.
Yeah, you know, this interview often gets posed to this question.
This interview.
Oh my God, I'm losing my mind.
Don't worry, Mums. We all speak Friday. You carry on.
It's sex and the arts. Don't worry.
I think there's seriously something wrong with my brain, though. Like early, the earliest of early's onset dementia, I think is what I'm suffering from. I'm so scared. Anyway, yes, they often get asked this question in interviews. I think Justin Bieber was asked this question and he said, what did he say, Flex?
Justin does. I know, like, from his Snapchat and that, whenever he throws a party, he listens to his own music. So I'm pretty sure when he's having sex, he listens to his own music.
But what do you get from baby, 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 oh?
I'm like, baby, baby.
Oh, there's nothing sexy about that. Sorry. Never mind.
Okay. Well, let's just get into the news then. All right, Mubs, what have you got on this Friday?
We'll start with the Vodacom story regarding the Please Call Me guy. And yesterday, Vodacom confirmed that they have received a request for the delay in payment to Nkosana Magade, who invented Please Call Me.
A delay in the payment?
Yes. Vodacom confirmed that they have received a request that the payment to him be delayed, as the funders of his legal bid had a prior agreement with him. So Bloomberg reported that Sterling Rand, which basically funded Magade and his legal bid against Vodacom, has asked Vodacom to delay its full payment to this guy. Sterling Rand told Vodacom to withhold at least 50% of any settlement. Reason being is that Sterling Rand are concerned that Magade and his lawyers will agree to a deal that excludes the company. So that excludes them as Sterling Rand. I don't know. This sounds a little bit too complicated for me.
I think as soon as lots and lots of money is on the table, it's always complicated.
Yes.
Everyone's going to have their own little way of doing this.
Because everybody wants to have a piece of that cake. Yeah. And as yet, and I mean, I stand to be corrected, but I don't know how much money Vodacom was ordered to pay this guy. Does anybody remember if that announcement was made?
Sure, it was. Was it in the billions?
I mean, he sued for something like 6 or 7 billion, but I don't know if that's how much he's going to be paid. I don't know if that's how much was ordered that he be paid.
From a report that I saw, I thought it was 906 million.
that he's going to be paid.
Yeah, but I mean, that seems to be changing every week.
Yeah, I think the official word that it was a shit ton of money.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's.
And
it's,
it was not lower than a shit ton.
Well, yeah. That's on the papers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Sterling Rand funded Makate and his legal bid against Vodacom, and now they're saying, wait a minute, hold a Vodacom, why don't you hold up on making that payment, because we just need to be sure that we get ours, we get what's due to us. Ooh, I hope this doesn't culminate into another lawsuit just fighting over this money, because that could very well happen. And this guy has already been fighting for 10 years. What, 10, 15 years?
Eventually, it's going to be the long lawsuit to freedom here.
Yeah.
He's going to have his own book on the back of this.
But I mean, I suppose he can wait a little bit longer, because he definitely won his case, right? So he's been fighting 10 odd years. You can wait, say, another year or two to get the payment, because you know that the money's coming to you either way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the hard part is over, but now it's the frustrating part, because you think you're at the finish line, but now wait, you've got to stand in a queue to get your medal.
Yes.
It's a very long queue, and it's not really moving.
He must publish a book in the meantime, like, something I sent out a please call me, but no one called me.
Or you can just please read me. There's a proper book on the way here.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
if Vodacom does not agree to the request to withhold the 50% payment, an urgent application will be asked for from the courts. Okay. So again, we might end up just going back to straight back to court with the story.
Okay.
Okay, just pay the money his money. Pay back the money. I mean, come on.
No, we should have a streamlined system here for people getting money that is actually theirs.
All right. It's been a while since we heard an update on the Christopher Panayotu case, right? Christopher Panayotu is in court for arranging for the murder of his wife, Jade. Now, when Jade Panayotu went missing, her father-in-law, this would be Christopher's father, allegedly mentioned that he sincerely hoped that Christopher had nothing to do with her disappearance. This is according to the affidavit of one of the investigating officers of the case, that's Lieutenant Swanepoel. Prosecutor Marius Stander read Swanepoel's affidavit into the record yesterday afternoon. So Christopher Panayotu is in court. This is now his third attempt at bail. And all of this was revealed in court yesterday as arguments were being heard, that when Jade disappeared, apparently Christopher's father said, "I hope my son had nothing to do with this disappearance." If that is true, alarm bells, shady, shady, shady.
Ooh.
Now,
yeah, indeed.
According to Lieutenant Swanepoel, Panayotu's father, Costa, also asked a policeman and family friend to find out if Christopher was having an affair with Chanel Coutts. Mm. And it turned out that he was having an affair, right?
So it wasn't a massive surprise then, is what you're getting at.
Is what's being alluded here is that Christopher's father kind of suspected that his son might be involved in very unsavory ways in the disappearance of his daughter-in-law and ultimately in her death. But how's that? I mean, if you're a parent, can you imagine what it must feel like knowing that you essentially raised a killer, a murderer?
You see, that's why I don't understand, and maybe I can't understand because I'm not a parent, but there are some parents who say, ride or die, I'll always support my child.
Well, yeah, I mean, Oscar, there we go, prime example.
But like parents who will, you know, hide a body, a dead body for their child, who will do, if I call my mama and I said I killed someone, come and help me, never gonna happen.
Do you know that for a fact, though?
I could lean on the side of she'd probably like call someone else.
How do you think you would react if one of your siblings killed someone tomorrow?
Nobody got time for that.
No, how do you think you would react, though, when they came to you and they said, "See, I did it, but I need your help"?
Okay, like, it depends what.
No, they say, like, they killed someone and they say to you, "I killed this person, but I need you to help me. Please don't leave me alone in this situation."
Okay, if I really had to be honest, like really, really honest.
Yeah.
Oh, and I feel bad just saying this. If it was like a hit and run, maybe, you know, she was driving, you know, home late at night and was a hit and run, and, you know, that I could sort of deal with. But if she was planning on weeks on end and she was buying rope and she was buying, you know, some gas to clean up the scene and then I have to help. No, that shows sociopathic behavior. So, no, I could not help there, because that's a messed up person.
Yeah, you see, it's all well and good, and it's very easy for us as the outsiders to be very judgmental of people who we think are guilty. But I wonder if the roles were reversed, how you would then deal with the situation. If it was a family member of yours who'd killed someone, who'd stole, who'd, I mean, you know, who was accused of corruption of some sort. Yeah. I mean, how would you deal with that situation?
Yeah, I guess it also comes down to the nature of it. You know, if you've maybe bludgeoned someone to death with an axe.
You know, if it was a moment of anger or something.
Or if it was like maybe you just sort of crashed a car and someone died.
Yeah.
Or if you just mistakenly took 23 million rand.
Mistakenly?
How do you mistakenly?
Hey guys, this is what happens apparently.
You tap a lot of zeros after that 23. It's not 23 rand.
If you work for a family member and you just happened by mistake, look for petty cash, and then suddenly you're on internet banking and suddenly you've got 20 million. I mean, that happens. Look, there's different degrees of how you support your family.
Yes. Say now your sibling stole 23 million and then said, I will split it 50-50 with you.
No, you see, that's
now,
money.
Then what do you do?
That's a different story.
I know,
story.
That's money, but what do you do? Do you take the money or do you say, I want no involvement with this thing in case
sentence.
You get caught?
You set out the villa in Bora Bora, I'll set out our new identities. What's more to say? But murder's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, it is. Just quickly look at the messages because we, show's already flying by. Cindy saying that the company that has funded the 10-year lawsuit, right? So they, he wouldn't have had that kind of money if it wasn't for this company.
Yeah.
This Sterling Rand.
Sterling Rand.
Sounds like a spy's name. Sterling Rand's on the case. So it sounds like he agreed to give them half of what they won. So that's kind of how it's going to go down.
So they get 50% of whatever Vodacom pay him.
But I don't get it. How is this a mystery now? From day one, they would have gone, okay, cool, we're going to back you. And we're going to back you until we win this thing because we believe in you. And this is what's going to happen when we get X amount. That would surely have maybe been meeting one. Or meeting two.
Well, maybe it's because they have already been disagreements as to how much money Sterling Rand will get. And that is why they said to Vodacom, please hold off on paying this guy the money because we suspect that he's not going to pay us our worth.
That's just dodgy. Monique is saying, do you hear about the censorship in Nigeria? DSTV will no longer show Caitlyn Jenner anywhere in Africa.
Yes. Yeah, I've actually got that in my news.
I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm sorry to jump again there, Maps.
No, it's fine.
Wow.
I'll give you the details after you get through all the messages.
Monique saying, why can't Nigeria develop an issue with the Kardashians? Speaking of which, Michael, Mr. FarQ said, Mr. FarQ said, good morning, team. I know Ben won't like this, but can we please get Flax to explain why Tiger is an uncle to his child and the whole Kylie Jenner connection? He doesn't have to explain now. Could he do it before the 8 hour?
Is Mr. FarQ the same one who lost sleep over cutting off Flax when he started talking about Kim Kardashian's period?
Okay, this is how we're going to do this. Mr. FarQ, listen to Relax's Flax today during the Ari Kelman show, and Michael will have a special shout out to you. We can't get into this now.
Starts at 4:20. Sometimes they let me start at 4.
And then I've got to read this. There's some of the abuse I'll get to later. But Timber Yenny and Jared are saying, what is with the bloody Hardy Dars? It's like this. Trust me, it's not me playing a sound clip. We have Hardy Dars outside our window. This is us.
Oh, it's legit. Yeah.
Uniquely broadcasting from South Africa. That's just a reminder that we are actually living people in a country.
Yeah. That's just the way it is, guys. Sorry.
And they'll fly by at the same time every day, eh? As soon as we hit 7 o'clock, they sort of just fly past.
Yeah, they're requesting songs.
That's I think we actually need to like give them credit as part of the show.
Yeah. Michael, we should get one in here one of these days.
Of the show.
Michael, we need to get one in.
My dad used to tell me that they weren't called Hardy Dars. They were called Fakawi Birds because the sound they make, they'd always get lost and they'd go, where the fuck are we? But that was obviously a lie.
Okay, what else we got, Max?
Okay, so it has been confirmed that E! Entertainment and NBC Universal have canned, what is the name of that show?
I Am Kate,
right?
Well,
they've canned it in Nigeria. Now, the show being canned in Nigeria subsequently affects the rest of us because it is understood that there is only one feed for the continent. And this is with regards to season 2 that they've cancelled. The reason they've cancelled it is obviously because people feel uncomfortable watching a transgendered person going through the process. Yes, that's why people cancelled it.
People have cancelled because they've wanted to see his dong the whole time. And that's the whole thing. Gareth called this ages ago. Unless Caitlin's willing to drop trial, nobody wants to watch the show.
Yeah. So they've cancelled it in Nigeria, but, you know, if the allegations that all these shows come through one feed are true, then it means that we will stop seeing I Am Kate as well.
Well, getting back to Monique's suggestion, why can't Nigeria develop an issue with the Kardashians?
Okay, well, I mean, why can't South Africa develop an issue with the Kardashians and then we can just have it cancelled?
Well, Mr. Farquhar and Flax, that would be the end of the world.
Yeah.
There's civil war on our hands.
Oh, gosh.
Knock, knock, though. Can we step outside of the situation of, you know, Caitlyn being one of the Kardashians and whatever feelings you may have against the Kardashians, and let's just focus on progress as a human race and tolerance amongst the human race. Is really cancelling a show that might make you uncomfortable and might not make some other people in your country uncomfortable really the right way to go if we really are all about progress?
Well, Sia, I will respond to you by quoting John Cleese.
This is Grant in Nigeria, who still has, like, anti-gay laws, and you literally can get, you know, imprisoned.
Africa's broke. But to quote John Cleese, if people can't control their emotions, then they have to start trying to control other people's behavior. And this is what's coming through here. It's like, okay, well, we don't know what to do with this. There's a guy who's trying to become a girl. We don't know what to do, so how about we cancel it? That's the only solution is to be destructive.
It's a stupid
decision. I mean, like, obviously, we're joking right now about developing issue with the Kardashians and stuff. But yeah, it's exactly what they're doing. They just want to control things because they can't deal with it emotionally.
Do you remember the outrage and backlash that Mnet received when they started airing Lucifer?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that story.
A lot of people complained about that show.
Which
because
is such a tame show, by the way.
I mean, come on. I have a friend, and she used to date this guy. And when this guy's sister would come and visit them, she was such a staunch Christian that she would walk into their house, and if they happened to be watching Ellen DeGeneres' talk show, mm-hmm. she would demand that they switch channels because she said that she could not condone that kind of behavior because Ellen DeGeneres is a homosexual.
Wow. Really?
Now, you walk into my house and then you demand that we change the channel that we're watching because you have issues with homosexuals.
See, like, this is when I have certain tactics. Like, if you are all religious and you want to throw holy water on me, then I'll throw my holy water of tequila on you. Like, get out of my house
and, you
and
like
let me watch Ellen.
Yeah,
we'll like, do no it you'll like it.
No one's forcing you to watch Ellen. No one's gluing your eyes to the screen. If you don't want to watch it, just don't look at the freaking screen.
Look, that is the logical response, Flex. Nobody is forcing these people in Nigeria to watch I Am Kate, but to speak to Ben's point that he raised with regards to what John Cleese said. They want to control other people's behavior. They want to control whether or not you get to watch I Am Kate.
But is it from a point where some religions feel that if you can change another person, you'll go to heaven?
In most cases, I don't even think it's about religion. I just think it's about one's own conditioning. Let's take religion out of it, because so often we paint religion as this bad thing. You know, sometimes you just have a strong spiritual belief and that's fine, goes into religion. It's about your own conditioning, about like, ooh, I'm so macho and male that I can't, no, like I'd never touch another dude. And that now makes me so uncomfortable that I'm now, it's now going to manifest and trying to cancel a show, which is stupid.
I think it has to do with a lot of sanctimonious BS. I think a lot of people like to climb onto pedestals and look down on the rest of us and insist that they should be the authority on how we should be behaving in our lives. It's all sanctimonious shit.
It is. But it's just becoming worse and worse, I feel. Huh? It really is.
Well, the Kardashians are reportedly about to sign a movie deal. Just like how Sex and the City was a TV program and went to a movie, Kardashians are now going to do a movie, so they're fine. They can get cancelled in Nigeria. There'll be a worldwide movie phenomenon.
So
more details at 4:20 on Relax It's Flex.
Okay, so wait, is it just a movie or is it like a porno?
That's a very good point, Michael.
No, I don't think it'll be like the Circle of Life.
If it's going
to
be accurate as far as their life, there has to be porn scenes.
Well, okay. Are we talking about an actual movie where the Kardashians are going to be acting, or are we talking about an extended, like a documentary in a movie form?
This is the best way to explain it. It's not a documentary. It's a movie. Now, I do not understand if there shall be a plot. I assume there shall be a plot.
Mr. Farquhar is getting his money's worth this morning.
It's basically a reported nine-figure sum to basically turn their reality shows into a movie. There are thoughts that it will feature Storyline, which is based in New York and LA, and will feature the entire family and also some supposed celebrity cameos as well. So, I don't know. Kudos on the Kardashian.
Well, kudos on Seacrest holding this back. They didn't cash in with the movie straight away because this is the only thing they haven't done yet, right? They've done everything, this family, everything.
I think this is really a rumor because supposedly George...
But now another thing is, once they do this movie, you do realize what's going to happen after that.
What?
One of them has to murder another one of them so we get the court case. Because that's the only thing that'll be left. It'll be the only thing left, and then we've got a full circle moment because Kardashians came to fame because...
The OJ trial.
The OJ trial. Mm-hmm. There we go. We've just closed the ring. That's it, guys. We just did it.
So No, we haven't. That's not where it ends, Ben, because all the little children are going to grow up. Northwest, Saint, Penelope, Mason. All their kids are eventually going to be old enough
Mason.
To be thrust into the system.
Who will call the child Mason?
There's Mason, Courtney, Penelope, and Rain.
That's like
named their son Mason.
How do you not become a serial killer with the name Mason? But then Mason struck again. Mason.
Oh, my goodness.
There were reports like 2 days ago. There's apparently... And I can't confirm this, but there's apparently another two Kardashians. So from Rob, where? When he divorced Chris, had a child with some other woman. And now they're coming forth and saying they want heirs to the Kardashian kingdom because they're also Kardashians.
Can they not bring out a condom line, these Kardashians? Because they seem to be breeding rapidly.
Condom with a K?
Condoms with a K. There we go. There we go. What, must we think of all the good ideas? Can other people not do this for us? It's always down to us. Avishka says that, forget about religion, Facebook has been caught censoring things recently. The pro-Trump conservative post, and even closing such pages down, which had pretty ordinary posts of support. Roska says that Sia, they are canning I Am Kate because she's just past her prime like Madonna.
Wow. Let's not compare Caitlyn and Madonna, because the next thing, Caitlyn will now be naked and showing off her ass, and I personally don't want to see that. Yeah, just
that's exactly what's happening in the office right now. She's gone in there and said, look, Seacrest, we're getting flack. I'm willing to do it.
Oh.
And I'll take one for the team.
Seacrest is like, I don't know, what are you saying? And then suddenly fly down. This is Hollywood, guys. Anyway, let's get serious here. What are the most critical requirements for companies in today's business environment? That, of course, communications and technology. And who better to deliver this to you than iConnect Telecoms? From internet connectivity to voice and cloud platforms to the latest IT solutions and more, iConnect ensures maximum uptime and productivity with more reliable connectivity and the necessary support and backup. iConnect is your answer, all delivered by a single solution provider. Go to iconnectsa.co.za, just the letter I, and then connectsa.co.za for more information. That's iconnectsa.co.za, the one provider to manage all your communications. Right, so it is Friday, and that is Kolkakio's video hotbox time. Now, this is something that is compiled through the week so that you, even though you might not have the time, or you might not check all the emails from people, you know exactly what's happening, what's funny on the internet, and what you can talk about over the weekend. So this is something we always get to on Friday. So can I get to this little button over here, and then we get into it. No, that's not the little button. Sorry, Michael, I seem to have pressed the wrong button.
Oh.
But now I'll press the right one.
Italian with Colcacchio Pizzeria. Ciao in Italian means hello. It also means goodbye. It's a small word, ciao, but it's a big deal. It's just like our new Piccolo lunchtime menu. It's smaller, but it's a big deal. Now you can get smaller Piccolo portions of the same great quality you've come to expect from Colcacchio Pizzeria for under 60 Rand. Sit down or take away Monday to Friday till 4 p.m. Colcacchio Pizzeria. We are the reason you crave pizza. T's and C's apply. Ciao.
Michael, that sounds genius. So we're getting all the things we like, but in smaller portions so we can essentially have more.
So I went to go look at it, and it's basically like, say you're at work, and you want to go have a quick lunch, like an inexpensive lunch, but you don't want to come back to work like all bloated and stuff. So it's a menu. Everything's like under 60 bucks. Available Monday to Friday, because of course people work Monday to Friday until 4 p.m. And the portions are smaller, and it's a set menu. So there's quite a lot of variety. Like there's pasta, there's pizza. I've never understood where this word comes from. Insalata.
Salad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it like French or Italian for salad?
Stay with Italian.
Yeah. it must be Italian.
But
Italian
it's like
restaurant.
It's like genius. You go there, set menu, quick decisions, quick lunch, go back to work.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, well, let's get into the hot box, Michael. What do we got this week?
Okay, so there's this video called Bean Boozle Challenge.
Okay, so, Bean Boozle with food, huh?
Yeah, play it and you'll see it's either sweet or disgusting.
Choose something delicious or something disgusting, but the only way to find out what you picked is to put it in your mouth.
Chocolate pudding or canned dog food?
Okay, this sounds dangerous.
Oh, boy.
Will it be chocolate pudding or canned dog food?
Oh. The sound when it comes out of the can.
Boom! Pudding!
Bring me my pudding.
He's pulled canned dog food. He thinks
I might have been
pudding.
Too boastful there. I bet you it's dog food.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, let me just describe this to you. This is actually, this is cruel. So he stands there, he's blindfolded, right?
Uh-huh.
He pulls out a little thing, and it's either pudding or canned dog food. He's pulled canned dog food.
Mm, and he has to eat it.
And now he sits there, and his mouth is open. Blindfolded, mouth open. And then someone comes with a spoon, and he's getting dog food in his mouth, but he's hoping it's pudding.
I can't eat it.
Here we go. Okay, next guy's gonna spin.
Perfect.
Licorice or skunk spray?
There are children in the room. They're gonna need to cover their eyes and ears, most likely.
Have you ever heard of skunk spray?
No, is what that a is thing?
Isn't it to scare off skunks? So it has to be worse than the skunk's odor?
But you know, like, when skunks spray, that's it. Like, you can't get rid of that smell.
I thought that's what they're talking about, the skunk spray. That stuff that the skunks sprays.
It is. Wasn't it called you Pepe Le Pew? And Pepe used to just... anyway,
but
okay.
But how's it going into your mouth?
All right, so here's the big moment. He's pulling up the piece of paper.
Yeah, that's licorice.
Nope, he's got skunk spray.
Oh, he's going to vomit.
He's got skunk spray.
You're the worst, Joey. Oh, my God, I can smell it.
In his mouth it goes.
Oh!
I'm going to...
Oh, it stinks.
Okay, no. I think you get
it's
the point.
Like
you must go onto Cliff Central. You can watch all these videos. Oh, he's thrown up.
I can't.
Okay, Michael, what else we got?
Okay, now, we're all guilty of this. We'll go onto YouTube and we'll go search up, like, the fails of the week just to make ourselves feel better. You see other people falling off, like, buildings and stuff like that, messing up.
Go, now!
This guy's jumping from ice piece to ice piece. Oh no, he's gone. Okay, this is quite difficult to commentate, but you've got to get into this. People are making pyramid people. Oh my gosh. What is it that is so funny about humans falling that we can't get enough of it?
I don't know. I suppose it has something to do with being grateful that it didn't happen to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one, we've got people falling. We've got guys downing. Oh my gosh. Okay, there's just so much happening here. You got to get into this one. Michael, what else we got? You can watch these fail videos forever and ever.
So, this Jennifer Lawrence and John Oliver were on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, right. Jennifer Lawrence, she's become quite vocal on these talk shows of late.
She played a game called True Confessions, and it's genius.
Okay. Fallon books everyone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, first, we're going to need another player to fill out this table, and we found a good one. He's the host of Last Week Tonight, which airs Sundays at 11 p.m. on HBO. Please welcome John Oliver!
Okay, so it's Jennifer Lawrence and John Oliver. This guy's funny.
How are you? John Oliver!
Thank you.
This is so fun. Thank you for joining us. Guys, here's how the game works. In front of us, we have two envelopes. Containing confessions, okay? And one of the envelopes is something that is actually that actually happened to us in real life. And the second envelope is a lie. Once you've read your confession, the other two players have 60 seconds to interrogate you. And then they each have to guess whether you've been lying or telling the truth. Okay, we'll take one turn each.
Sure.
So let's get started. Jennifer, you go first. Oh, God, John, which envelope should Jennifer open?
Two?
Yes.
Two.
Yeah, I'm feeling two as well.
Envelope two.
Interesting. Interesting.
It just says already. Pregnant. It just says not pregnant.
Interesting.
I once took an Ambien before filming a scene in The Hunger Games.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Was this scene? Was it in the scene? Were you sleeping in the scene?
No.
You were not. You were awake.
No. In fact, I was dancing.
You're supposed to be dancing in The Hunger Games.
Were you fighting in this scene? Was it a fight scene that you slept through?
No. No. Do I just answer in yes or no? Can I elaborate? No,
you can elaborate, sure.
Okay, yeah, that wouldn't be fun. No.
No.
It wasn't a dance scene. No, I woke up and I am...
Did you do it by mistake?
I thought it was something else.
As a confession,
it was like normal to take.
If this is true, is this going to cause you legal problems with the studio?
The movies are done.
Good question.
That's not how the law works.
It's all about Star Wars now.
Yeah, that's fine. No, okay, interesting. So you took it, but did anyone know? Was anyone around you when you took this?
No.
Oh, just you. Only. This can go either way for me.
What does that sound?
Well, that's it.
What do you reckon? Yes or no?
Yes.
See ya?
I think yes.
That's my cell phone. I'm sorry. I'm getting a call. Getting a call. I'll get it later. What do you think?
It's plausible.
Yeah.
It's reckless.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. if it's not true, I am going to be very sad. I'm saying it's true.
I'm going to say... Okay. You're that much good of... I think you're that good of an actor that you could probably...
Definitely take your time more with this decision.
Like how long?
No.
I say it's true.
Okay, well, we have to go onto the website and see if it is true, if Jennifer Lawrence did
that
take
it. That is a cliffhanger of no time.
We'll see. We've got so many things to get through today.
Time is of the essence.
I reckon she took it.
Yeah.
I want to go to the website now.
She's a big star. Okay, Michael, and what else we got?
Another two more videos. There's another one on the Cliff Central website. On the homepage, you can find us all. Britain's stupidest female.
Ah, okay. That would be Jenny Davies.
Questions again, yeah?
Yeah, feeling confident.
You're feeling confident again?
Yep.
Yeah, let me just point out straight away, if she's going to be Britain's stupidest female, you know she's going to be pretty hot, right?
Okay.
Really?
And I think asking her the questions is her boyfriend.
Because you know how these things work. This boyfriends have been asking, let's just say, not so intelligent girlfriends questions on YouTube for so long now.
For kicks.
There are so many of these videos, but this one, okay, let's give it a go. Britain's stupidest female.
First question is, what is the capital of Belgium?
Finland.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. That's supposed to be an easy one. Right, anyway, scrap that because you clearly didn't get that one. Who? Everyone can see that. Who is that?
It's just showing a picture of Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I'll take it and have a look. Who is that? Don't cheat and have a look.
I'm not cheating and having a look, Brad. Look.
Well, go on.
That's Oh, what's his name? Apprentice man.
Who?
Kim Jong-un is the person she's looking for.
Sir Alan
Sugar. Shut up.
What do you want me to shut up for?
That is not Sir Alan Sugar, Jen.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Bradley. That is fucking Sir Alan Sugar.
That is not Sir Alan Sugar, Jen.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you,
I don't know
it
why
is.
You think that's Sir Alan Sugar for when you know for a fact that's not
because
Sir Alan Sugar.
Because you've just asked me in a photo, Bradley, who that is, so I'm telling you who it is.
You think that's Sir Alan Sugar?
Yeah, it is.
Right, anyway.
You're the shittest question person that I know because you don't even know the answers your fucking self.
I don't know the answers.
You don't know the answers, Brad.
Well, I suppose you do.
Obviously, because I've just fucking told you.
Next one. How many wives did Henry VIII have?
Eight.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. That's why he's called Henry the fucking Eighth, Brad.
Wow, okay, this is obviously going to go so badly. These two are either going to fight or have makeup sex right here. This is weird.
Henry VIII had eight fucking wives because that's where his name comes from. Otherwise, if he was fucking had 10 wives, it'd be Henry the Tenth, wouldn't he?
You know, the first impulse here is to say this is all made up, but sometimes you can't make up this kind of stupid. Because
yeah.
That's in her mind, that's a pretty good theory.
Yeah.
Like, that's rock solid.
But the scary thing is that there are so many people like this Jenny Davies walking among us. They really are.
Yeah, let's see what else she's got to say.
I don't get what you mean.
Okay, well, that's pretty much. Michael, what else we got?
We have here a Tesla prank. Now, Tesla just released their new car a couple months ago, and it is insane the things this car can do. It can legit like drive itself. Like, I watched a video the other day where this dude was in traffic and he was having a nap while the car drove itself. Like, it positioned itself in the traffic, saw how close the cars were next to it, behind it, back, and worked out its speed, and it blew my mind. The technology in the Tesla. So some dad used it to prank his son.
Okay, because that's what dads do. I mean, that's why you have sons, isn't it?
What's going on?
Okay, the kid's in the car by himself, no one in the driver's seat.
No. Just stop.
Car's going.
Dad! Dad, dude, the car's moving! Dad! Dad!
Oh my gosh, this kid is losing it.
Dude, stop!
The car is driving out of the garage.
That's gonna kill me!
That's gonna kill me or you're going to die.
And then the dad's just staying there with the remote control thing and he comes in and just laughs.
Oh, that's
look how much joy he takes in this.
You suck.
That's
kill me. You suck.
Oh wow, is that
a... she's so horrible.
Michael, does that wrap it up?
That wraps up Video Hotbox this week, brought to you by Kalkakio.
Okay, and Michael, just remind us about this amazing menu again.
It's really cool. On your lunch break today from work, go check it out. I mean, everything's under $60. Smaller portions, so not only do you finish lunch quicker, but you also don't go back to work all bloated. And there's a nice variety.
That bloated feeling, who wants it?
Huh? I mean, when you go like and have a gigantic pizza, you go back to work and you find you're tired. This is a smaller pizza, and you go back to work and you just have the energy kick you need.
Okay, so that's the Piccolo Lunchtime Menu from Kalkakio. Check it out. What we're going to check out a bit more is Mubs' news. Mubs?
Okay, so the zombies are definitely coming. They're here, and it is starting in the United States. U.S. health officials have reported the first case in the country of a patient with an infection that is resistant to all known antibiotics. They cannot cure this woman's infection. The zombies are here, people. It has begun. They have expressed grave concern that the superbug could pose serious danger for routine infections if it spreads. Now, this woman is a 49-year-old patient, Pennsylvanian woman. And it's basically a urinary tract infection, but one that cannot be treated.
Oh, jeez.
They even tried to treat her with an antibiotic known as colistin, which is apparently an antibiotic that is reserved for use against what they call nightmare bacteria. But not even the mighty colistin could conquer the superbug. So this patient visited a clinic a month ago with symptoms of a urinary tract infection. And basically, she has been monitored over the past month and they haven't been able to treat her.
And she's just thinking, why me?
And she's just thinking, why me?
Because you've got to think that. I mean, some people get chesty coughs. This woman, though, she's got this.
She's got this urinary tract infection that's untreatable. And doctors who are treating her are concerned. They're worried about it spreading. And I'm the first to call it. The zombies, it started. The plague has started.
Like, imagine being this woman, knowing you have this life-threatening disease or whatever, and you're going to die, and now you want to just live out your life, do all the fun stuff, but the doctors are saying, no, you have to stay in this quarantine area in case you spread it, because we don't know what it is. You might as well just tell them to kill you now.
Yeah.
Also, the potential speed of its spread will not be known until more is learned about how this patient was infected. That's another thing. Is she patient zero?
Yeah, because what if suddenly there's more of her, and what sort of contact is coming to the people? Is it like
is it a viral contagious thing? You know, there's nothing here that says that it's life-threatening, Flex, but just that they're struggling to treat it.
But this is the problem with where we are right now as humans, right? There's just too many of us, we know this, and there's just too much on the go. So these diseases, like, we don't know what the next big disease is at any stage.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is, how it's going to be. Like, who predicted Zika? Who knew that that could happen? And like, how twisted is that? Yeah. Babies with tiny heads.
Yeah.
Not even the cruelest person in the world would cook that up. Nature, Mother Nature, this person, this Mother Nature.
Yeah. Mother Nature's done with us.
Yeah.
Mother Nature wants us to leave.
Like, she really does. Hey. She gets into her moods and then she just dishes out some kind of karma on us, and And then she's happy to sit back and watch her suffer.
You know, like when parents want you out of the house, they eventually stop paying for your phone calls, and eventually you start doing everything. Mother Nature's just giving us that now.
Oh,
do you guys remember swine flu?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was big here. I remember being in school and some of my friends came back from like a rugby tour. Next minute, they were like in hospital with swine flu. We were told to stay away from them. And I was like, there's all these illnesses, but they usually affect other parts of the world, never South Africa.
Yeah.
Well, are you complaining about that?
Are you complaining about that, Flex?
No, I'm happy with it. But this was like big to me because this was the first time like a epidemic hit South Africa for me.
Yeah, but then how do you deal with it? Like, it's a really good thing. Like, if this woman is patient zero, then how do you deal with it? I mean, like Jared says on WeChat, there's only really one thing you can do. You've got to kill her, encase her body in 10 meters of lead and cement, and drop her in the Mariana Trench.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
We've got to be decisive, humans.
I'm glad Jared is not the head of the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, because he would be making some very rash decisions.
Yeah, Jared doesn't work for the WHO, if you were wondering.
And we're slightly glad about that.
Okay, so at the start of the show, I told you I've got a little fascination with spelling bees, mostly because, like, why the hell do these things still happen, okay? Here is an actual promotional video for the 2016 National Spelling Bee.
Okay, here goes.
Spelling bee.
T-U-L-A-R-E-M-I-A.
I'd like my mom to take a deep breath.
Jugendstil.
You could steal? Numbnut.
Can you give me a funny sentence for it?
Oh, numbnut.
What is it? I know it. I know it. I totally know it.
It's our doodle dum.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Don't be alarmed. It actually helps her concentrate.
And S-T-I-L.
Silent letter. Z. 3. Quattro.
Thank you.
So it looks like they've basically rounded up all the kids in America who don't have friends. I know I'm generalizing here, but this is the most mixed match, funny batch of people ever. It's brilliant. This is actually maybe worth watching. So anyway, in 2014, scandal, okay, there was like a proper joint award. So they couldn't decide who was the better spelling bee, and it's happened again. And there is outrage in the spelling bee community.
Oh, dear.
Outrage, because now we've got co-champions again. We've got Nihar Janga and Jamaram Hathwar. These two could not be separated. It was such a thrilling event. So what happens is that you can have... They both had championship spells where they were given a word and it was them. It was their title to lose. And the moment they get a word wrong when it comes down to two, the one who was eliminated comes back into it.
Can I just correct you, Ben? Because in the spelling bee community, they don't refer to it as outrage as we normal people do. They refer to it as indignation.
Okay, sorry.
That's the word that they prefer to use.
Ooh, spell that, word Ben. Of the day. Spell that.
Exactly, because you know.
I-N-D-I-G-N-A-N-T-I-O-N.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, so I'm going to bring John Oliver back here, okay? We just had him in the Kolkakia video hotbox. But now he gets into what these spelling bees are about. And as you can imagine, he does it brilliantly.
From 12 to 1 as we crown the 2014 Scripps National Spelling Bee Champion.
That's right, the National Spelling Bee, the Hunger Games of the mind. It was filled with inspiring moments, and not just from the winners, but the fact that the losers all went out with incredible poise. Just look at this girl, graciously waving like royalty and shaking the hands of all her competitors before giving the greatest post-defeat interview ever.
What's next for you as you take... on the next chapter.
I'm gonna go home, take 24 hours, and watch every horror movie on which I can get my hands.
Oh, I love this girl. On which I can get my hands. Even in her darkest moment, she cannot bring herself to end a sentence with a preposition. I would love to see an athlete lose with that kind of grace. Have a quarterback walk off the field saying, well, yes, they beat me, but in the next game, out is the direction in which they should be watching. I bid you good day. I bid you good day, gentlemen. Inevitably, most of the children ended up making mistakes, although, to their credit, none made as big a mistake as one of the officials did.
Fejawada.
May I have a sentence, please?
Tabitha discovered that while her milkshake brought all the boys to the yard...
No, oh, boy.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, I was reading the wrong sentence.
Sorry, the correct sentence is, Kurt enjoyed a dish of feijoada and bitter greens, hard like a rock, when you make that pussy pop, pop that pussy. Sorry. But the kids persevered through that inexplicable moment, leading to an uplifting, historic finish.
13-year-old Anson Sujoe and 14-year-old Sriram Hathwar claimed a rare dual victory at the nation's largest spelling bee. The face-off ended in a tie after...
Sorry, this is again the controversial 2014 spelling bee, just in case you're wondering which one it was. Sure.
Judges exhausted the word list.
You know what? After a week of terrible stories, military crackdown in Thailand, VA scandal, Greek neo-Nazis, it was truly heartwarming to see two children celebrating in a cloud of confetti. And watch how long it took for CNN anchor Chris Cuomo to ruin it.
It feels pretty good because not only do I get the victory, but I get to share it with someone else, so it means a lot to me.
Between the two of you, you're going to have to figure out a way to decide who's better. Is there any kind of other competition that you're thinking up, like where you kind of meet in an alley or at some predetermined pizzeria and you just have it out just for your own sake, mano a mano, at some point?
Well, I think that we're both pretty satisfied with our performances yesterday, so I don't think that that's quite necessary.
Chris Cuomo, I've got a question. What the fuck is wrong with you? Who goes to a spelling bee and when there's a tie has the instinct, finish him? You know, there's a word for Chris Cuomo, but I don't know how to spell it. Kids, would you mind helping me?
A.
Yes.
S.
Good.
S.
Go on.
H. O. L. E.
Correct. That's correct. That's exactly what Chris Cuomo is. You are all winners. Congratulations, everyone.
Spelling bee. Yes, Michael. Were you in a spelling bee as a child?
No, I could not spell for shit. Do you guys want to try one or two of the words from the 2016 study list for the spelling bee?
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, let's get Sierra on the podium here.
Okay, ooh. Here's your first word. Who's doing it?
Sierra is.
Sierra, your first word. Hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge.
Is it one word?
Hodgepodge is one word.
Okay.
Not Sierra, hyphenated.
You are entitled to ask him to use it in a sentence.
Yeah.
Please use it in a sentence. Because that'll totally help me now.
I'm not sure what hodgepodge means.
That is not a very good sentence, Michael.
Touché, flex, ouistitity.
Okay. Hodgepodge. H-O-D-G-E, P-O-D-G-E.
Ting, ting, ting.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Next word, Sia.
The contender is Mabali Malone.
Oh, okay. Mabs, your word is hoity-toity.
Ooh, hoity-toity. Is it also one word?
This is hyphenated.
Okay. Please use in a sentence, Flex.
I walked down the street. All of a sudden, I was hoity-toity.
Maybe I was feeling hoity-toity.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm going to try H-O-I-T-Y hyphen. T-O-I-T-Y. Ting, 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 ting.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, that's it. We've exhausted the word list.
One more guy.
We've got a tie.
One more guy.
We've got a tie. You guys have to meet at some alley or an undisclosed pizza place. And you have to just man it out.
I walks around with a shank, so I'm a little scared.
Ben has to go down with the word.
Okay, fair enough. Go for it.
Idiosyncratic.
Idiosyncratic.
Ask him to use that in a sentence.
No, because Michael's head will explode if you have to use idiosyncratic. I-D-I-O-S-Y-N-C-R-A-T-I-C.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay. Really?
Jesus, well done. Word.
Idiosyncratic. Okay, well, we're all winners.
Yeah.
We're all winners. Right, we're going to get into the interview that Gareth has pre-recorded with Sela Hertung. But Mab, so we've got one more news story, one more feel-good Friday story, which we can take us into the 8 hour with. If we don't, you can just say so.
No, I mean, feel good?
Oh, yeah, I also don't have any feel good.
I don't know about feel good, Ben.
What about a nice song?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. No need to cry no more.
90%. Yes. Okay.
positively the happiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. What's going on here?
That is the song that the DA are completely up in arms about. The DA are so upset about this song because they say that they have discovered that the SABC commissioned the SABC choir to write a song basically thanking their COO, Hlaudi Motsoeneng, for the 90% local music rule on all SABC radio stations. The DA are upset. They are furious.
This guy needs a reality show. It's like keeping in line with Cloudy.
Is that song on iTunes?
And then Leanne Manis has to back announce that, like, oh, this is just brilliant.
It's not an iTunes flex, but you can hear it on any SABC radio station as part of their 90% local music rule.
Oh, that's something
unbelievable.
Yeah. Yes. It is quite something. So he... Now, I got to say, I think we should discuss this when Gareth gets back about this whole what this 90% thing means, because this week, I mean, every now and again, I try to listen to normal terrestrial radio just to listen to things and try to listen to music so I can stay current, hip and hops, yeah. And hip I got to say...
Yeah, being current is not saying hip and hop.
Yeah, well, there we go. I was just poking fun at myself.
First,
I got to say that the music's better. I enjoy it personally.
Oh, are you listening to SABC radio
because
stations?
Because everyone's saying, you know, because the first thing that happens in this world is, oh, this change. Oh, this is cock. Mm. Oh, this is the country's going to the dogs.
Yeah.
But I started listening. And, I mean, it's screwed to the station identity completely because now you're getting songs from like 10 years back and 15 years back.
Yeah.
But I think it's pretty fun.
You see...
I wouldn't say it's a song and dance fun though.
I've seen a couple of people complaining about it, saying that a lot of the stations are playing very old music and questioning why they're not playing any of the new stuff that's, you know, very current.
Yeah, the new stuff's not so good.
But I'll support this as long as it doesn't mean that we're like lowering our standards. You know what I mean? When we're now playing Siyabonga SABC, you know, thanking the SABC is one thing. Bringing Jesus into it because they were thanking the Lord there. I'm like, thanking the Lord for what? What did the Lord have to do with Saudi trying to get more votes?
Know what, Sia? I mean, we have to be very careful as South Africans, though, not to be too hard on ourselves because, you know, you might think that this is lowering our standards, but there are plenty of people who think, wah, 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 is very low standard.
But Mabalimolo,
very low standard.
What does Siyabonga Jehova have to do with the SABC in the 90s?
They are saying that this song was written to praise Hlaudi Motsoeneng, to thank him.
Okay.
To thank him for implementing the 90% rule. It was written by Mzwakhe Mbuli, the poet.
Let's just have more Mandoza and Galagata, actually.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, guys, we're going to wrap it up for the hour. We need to get into the interview. So basically, we're going to come back straight with Gareth's interview with Selo Hatang, and then we'll say goodbye to you. But first, another one of my songs. It's Friday, and I'm claiming the songs for today. Sia, any guesses?
Yo, after you just pulled out that golden oldie, I think you will go...
Probably rock.
Pop star. No, like blonde pop star.
Blonde pop star.
Okay, well, it's just not current, please.
Yes, love Ben.
J. Cole.
I don't know you. Who are you?
I just don't understand.
This is such a great song.
Him and Meowsers are bopping to this. What and nothing like that. Cliffcentral.com.